Good afternoon. I'm Tim Steinhauer, Superintendent of the Mount Lebanon School District, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Fine Arts Theater at Mount Lebanon High School. We are gathering this afternoon as we successfully wrap up our first full day of school. After a challenging 18-month period, having our students back in the buildings full-time with our amazing faculty and staff is a very satisfying occasion. And I know we all share the same common goal of keeping our students and staff safe. That's why it is so important that we rely on the health and safety recommendations and layered mitigation strategies outlined by the CDC, the Pennsylvania Department of Health, the Pennsylvania Department of Education, and our own Allegheny County Health Department. To get us started this afternoon, it's my great pleasure to introduce our Allegheny County Executive, Rich Fitzgerald.
Thank you, Superintendent. Thank you for inviting me. And I also want to congratulate the superintendent and the board, board president and board members that are here for instituting and following the CDC recommendations. Certainly, we want to have our kids in school this year. We know that can be done, and we know it can be done safely. We know certainly the age of 12 and above students can be vaccinated, and we certainly encourage all of them to become vaccinated. Hopefully in the next few months there will be vaccination approval, at least on an emergency use, for the under 12 year old children from 5 to 12, and I know they're working on that, and hopefully that will occur. We hear that from a lot of our experts that will occur. And for those that can't under the age of 12, I think the mask mandate is certainly the way to keep everybody safe. We know these things work, and we know in schools, and we're certainly encouraging all 43 of our school districts in Allegheny County to follow the CDC guidelines and recommendations. And again, thankfully, Mount Lebanon, which is obviously a great school district in many, many ways, is following those recommendations. I also want to thank, and we've got, you know, our folks from the state here, you know, Secretary Ortega, as well as Physician General Johnson, who are here today, and Governor Wolf and his team throughout the state deserve an awful lot of credit for what's happening in Pennsylvania. We know the cases are going up. We know there are breakthrough cases that are occurring. But the fact is, with so many Pennsylvanians and so many people in Allegheny County that have been vaccinated, we see that our hospitalizations and thankfully our fatality numbers are so much lower than things that are happening in Florida and in Texas and in Alabama and in other states which have much lower vaccination rates. And quite frankly, I think have irresponsible mandates about not letting people do mask mandates within their schools, not following, going against CDC recommendations. So I want to thank the governor, and I know, again, because we're going to hear from the physician general and the secretary about the work that they're doing. But I wanted to thank him on behalf of the folks here in Allegheny County on what we're doing. So we are very proud of the fact that we have followed the CDC recommendations. Allegheny County doing a lot better. We're also proud of the fact that we're growing again, and for the first time in 60 years. And I think being healthy, following kind of good guidance where other places don't, puts us in good stead. So again, I want to congratulate the folks here in Mount Lebanon for what they're doing. They're growing again too. The municipality of Mount Lebanon was one of those that did continue to add people, which is we're always excited about. So let me now turn it over to Acting Physician General Dr. Denise Johnson. Again, she's been part of a team trying to keep all of us in the Commonwealth safe, and they've done a great job. Dr. Johnson.
Good afternoon, everyone. As you heard, I'm Acting Physician General Denise Johnson at the Pennsylvania Department of Health, and so excited to be here with this team that's doing great work getting our kids back to school safely. I want to remind everyone that it's essential that everyone, especially children, are up to date on your recommended immunizations. The 2021 to 2022 school year is here, and we hope that everyone has already received their immunizations, but if not, getting ready to do so right away. Immunizations are a safe and effective way to protect yourself against a number of diseases that can be life-threatening. There has been a high focus on the COVID-19 vaccines, but children in grades K through 12 also need the following immunizations for attendance: tetanus, diphtheria, polio, measles, mumps, and rubella, hepatitis B, and chickenpox. Children entering the seventh grade also need additional immunizations of meningococcal conjugate vaccine, tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. If a child has not had at least one dose of the recommended immunizations, he or she risks exclusion from school. In addition, we strongly recommend children ages 12 and older to get a COVID-19 vaccine for protection against COVID-19 and the variants. Vaccine-preventable diseases can be dangerous and may require hospitalization. A discussion with your doctor or child's doctor can help to determine which immunizations you need. 1 week ago, we announced additional public health initiatives to make the upcoming school year environment even safer for students, faculty, and staff. Acting Secretary Allison Beam signed an order directing vaccine providers to coordinate vaccine clinics with K-12 schools and institutions of higher learning. When requested to do so by a school, vaccine providers are expected to make every effort to coordinate a vaccine clinic for employees, contractors, volunteers, students, or students' families. While this is already happening across the state, we thank those providers who've already partnered with schools to provide the vaccine, but we also want to encourage others to do the same. We understand that not every vaccine provider has the capacity to host an on-site clinic, but if a provider is unable to coordinate vaccination clinic with the school, then the provider is responsible for directing the school to the Department of Health so that we can coordinate another provider. During the same press conference last Monday, we announced a testing program encouraging all K through 12 schools outside Philadelphia, because they have a separate funding, a unique opportunity to bring COVID-19 testing into schools at no expense to the school. This is being operated through Concentric by Ginkgo Bioworks, which is nationally known as Ginkgo. Ginkgo developed a program ideal for Pennsylvania because it's designed to support local flexibility for testing plans that meet both local needs as well as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidance. We're working closely with the Department of Education and Ginkgo to provide an abundance of information to help schools make an informed decision to take advantage of testing opportunities now. We're glad to report that Mount Lebanon School District has already expressed an interest in joining the program, and we encourage other districts to do the same. This school year, let's take advantage of these additional tools in the toolbox to fight diseases and keep Pennsylvanian children safe in the classroom, sports, and other activities. And thank you here at Mount Lebanon for all that you're doing to protect our students. Now I'd like to turn it over to Secretary of Education, Noe Ortega.
Thank you, Dr. Johnson. It's an absolute pleasure to be here and to address everyone today. But I do want to take a moment to just go off script very quickly and really hone in on the individuals behind. I think when you think about how we brought in the idea of it takes a village to educate a child, it takes an enterprise, a community group like this, with the heroics that we've seen in the past 16 months, to step up and really continue to do it and do it safely. And so today it's about really celebrating all those individuals who took time to join, and so I didn't want to be remiss without acknowledging that from the group. Thank you, Dr. Johnson, again. Thank you, Mount Lebanon School District, for hosting us. I'm honored to be here on what is an incredibly important special day, your first day of school. So my apologies for disrupting the first day of school, but we're pleased to be here. I commend you, Dr. Steinhauer, and your entire team for everything you did to prepare for the return of school and for everything you'll continue to do to ensure the health and safety of the community. We know how important it is for students to be here in their classrooms, and I appreciate the steps you continue to take to ensure teaching and learning can safely begin and continue throughout the year. This includes your coordination of an incredibly successful COVID-19 vaccination clinic earlier this year. So kudos for that. I'm also told the students themselves asked for this clinic, which is fantastic. We're so proud of them and so proud of the community for leading the way. In fact, I'd like to specially recognize the district's Director of Health Services, who's standing behind us as well. Thank you, Ms. Hess, for what you've done. Switched around. School-based COVID-19 vaccine clinics are vital. As we continue to fight the pandemic and as students, teachers, and staff return to classrooms and school buildings, I'm proud as well of the higher education institutions and other schools and districts across Pennsylvania that mobilized and created pathways for their communities for the COVID-19 vaccine so far. And I encourage all schools to coordinate COVID-19 vaccination clinics for their communities as soon as possible. In addition, I want to encourage Pennsylvania's K-12 schools to participate in the COVID-19 testing program with Ginkgo Bioworks, which was announced last week, and this will help mitigate the spread of the COVID-19 and outbreaks this school year as well. This has always been about the menu of mitigation efforts that have been available to our schools. We know students and teachers across the Commonwealth are really looking forward to being together again. Let's all do everything we can to make sure they're safe while teaching, learning, and growing together throughout the school year. It's been far too long that our young kiddos found themselves in the classroom for a sustained amount of time to do learning. While academics are a priority focus area for this school year, they aren't exclusively in the entire need of the institutions. Schools and community and partners across Pennsylvania will continue to implement and expand programs that also address social, emotional, and mental health needs of our students. And I would even expand that beyond students to say the emotional, social, well-being needs of our educators, leaders, and staff community as well. State and federal resources and funding has and will continue to create opportunities to collaboratively and inclusively address this problem. We want to meet students where they are, address disparities, close gaps, open doors, innovate, generate solutions that best serve students now and well into the future. As an education ecosystem, we're intentionally collectively paving paths forward for our students together so our school communities can continue to serve, support, and keep our students safe. Our students are our future, and we want to make sure that they ensure that they get the resources needed in order to be successful in that future. Thank you again, Mount Lebanon School District, for opening your doors to us on your first day of school and hosting this event. And thank you for stepping up with the unimaginable challenges and continuing to break down barriers. It's clear to me that this community is united in its work to serve and support students and keep everyone in school safe. It's now my honor to invite Superintendent of Mount Lebanon District one more time, Dr. Steinhauer, to this podium to provide a few more remarks.
Thank you, Secretary. We know that in-person instruction is the strongest and most beneficial learning model for a large majority of our students. The district's goal for the 2021-22 school year is to maximize in-person learning and to minimize the disruptions caused by COVID outbreaks and community spread. In August, we implemented an indoor universal masking requirement for all teachers, staff, students, and visitors, regardless of their vaccination status. We updated our health and safety plan to align with the CDC's recommendations. We continue to carefully monitor our local conditions, and we rely on the continued support and expertise of the Pennsylvania Department of Education, the Department of Health, and our own Allegheny County Health Department to guide our efforts. Our most trusted resources are the public health experts represented here today. And based upon those recommendations from these partners, we have implemented the layered mitigation strategies, such as masking, physical distancing, increased ventilation, adjustments to our larger gatherings, such as our lunch periods, and of course, encouraging vaccinations when they become available. By beginning the school year with these strategies, we are well positioned to provide the best education possible for each and every one of our students. We all share the responsibility to practice and model behaviors that have been shown to limit the spread of COVID-19 and encourage general health and wellness. We encourage families to remind students of the best practices, including hand washing, managing coughs and sneezing, monitoring personal health, and staying home if not feeling well. Critical to our community putting this pandemic behind us, we have hosted and will continue to host vaccination clinics for all eligible students and staff. And we are eager to host more vaccination clinics as we learn more about the newly available in-school testing process to join those efforts also. And as we've seen over the last 18 months, COVID conditions change rapidly. It is the responsibility of all of us to do our part in limiting the spread of the virus, and it is only through this shared community effort that we can accomplish this goal. So now I'd like to introduce the Pennsylvania 2020 Teacher of the Year, Mr. Joe Welsh.
Thank you very much, Dr. Steinhauer, and to the entire Mount Lebanon community. Board members, leaders, thank you and congratulations on what I'm sure was a very successful first day of school. I also want to take a moment to thank Acting Physician General Dr. Johnson and Secretary Ortega for all of the leadership that has been required to even put schools across the entire Commonwealth in positions to celebrate their own opening days in the coming days ahead. It certainly is a pleasure to represent teachers across Pennsylvania as we look forward to the 2021-22 school year. And when interacting with my colleagues, whether it's at my home district at North Hills or teachers all throughout the state, there's a common thread in all of our conversations. We are excited to be back in the classroom together with our students. And students, you are the reason that we come to school every day. You are the reason that you make this job so worthwhile. And students, your teachers cannot wait to learn alongside you and grow together in person once again. You know, my sister really recently had a conversation with her son, my nephew, about going back to school in person at a nearby school district. And he could not contain his excitement. He learned the name of his teacher, learned the name of some of his classmates, and even learned about some of the clubs that would be offered at his intermediate school. He was asked, why do you like school? And he shared, I love school. I get to see my friends. I get to see my teachers. I love learning new things, especially in math, and playing outside. The list continued on and on. And so my sister, who coincidentally teaches middle school German right here in the middle of Mount Lebanon School District, used her teaching acumen to flip the script of questioning. And she said, well, what don't you like about school? After thinking for a moment, my nephew did not miss a beat. I don't like being absent. I want to be in school. So families and students, just like my nephew, we know that you want to be back in school buildings throughout Pennsylvania and to do so safely. We, your teachers, want to be right there with you. And I thank all of the people that have worked so hard to create the environment where that is even possible. So I wish you all a very successful 2021-2022 school year. And at this time, I would like to welcome back Physician General Dr. Denise Johnson.
Great, thank you. I think we'd be pleased to take any questions that you have at this time for anyone up here.
Hi, Jamie Martinez with Spotlight PA. Dr. Johnson, this is probably a question for you or for Secretary Ortega as well. There are districts throughout Allegheny County and the state that are working on their back-to-school plans still, it seems. Some are implementing mask mandates, some aren't. How are you advising districts? I've been hearing from some that are concerned about facing legal challenges if they put mandates in place. How are you advising them, and can either the Department of Health or the Department of Education offer any kind of legal or financial support if districts do face legal challenges?
Thank you for the question. And so I'll start off with the primary recommendation being made by both the Department of Education and the Department of Health to our school leaders, which is alignment to the recommendations coming down from the CDC. Second to that, with the additional funds that are coming in at the federal level, the stimulus funds, those funds are available for the schools to really put in place mitigation efforts that could help make the schools safer. And I think a few were sort of outlined today, everything from ensuring that the ventilation systems are in order, but also other precautions that are aligned with the mitigation efforts as well. With the planning for the pandemic, since the start of this, so if we go back to 16 months going into this year, we've always encouraged our school leaders to think about what resurgence planning looks like. Throughout the summer, that was an emphasis that we made. While we were moving towards thinking about what the school year looks like, with primary face-to-face instruction as being the preferred approach, along with considering the mitigation efforts recommended by the CDC, we wanted to make sure that we also thought about what resurgence would look like and how we plan for that. And I think a lot of our school leaders are beginning to incorporate that into their health and safety plans. At the moment, obviously, it's important for us to think about that as we see transmissions level continue to pick up. So that's how we've been advising both of our schools to think about that planning. I appreciate the question.
If I could just follow up to put it very bluntly, what authority do district administrators or school boards have to put these mandates in place?
Sure.
Or these requirements in place?
Yeah, happy to answer that question. And so historically, school boards at the local level have put in place most of the things that require to provide learning, but also to keep the school's health and safety, right? And there's a number of decisions that are made at the local level with regards to what that is. This is no different. Schools have permission to begin to put these policies in place. It has been contested publicly in a number of venues whether or not that exists. We've reached out to council, and schools have the authority to be able to put those things in place, primarily, especially when there are federal guidelines coming through that have made some requirements beyond recommendations for some of these mitigation efforts. And a perfect example of that would be transportation efforts that are being required by the CDC as well.
Thank you.
Sure.
This question is also for Mr. Ortega. Why not just, you know, at the state level implement a universal mask mandate? You know, the PSEA Teachers Union have been calling for that. Why leave it up to the districts?
Sure. You know, when we think back on the last 16 months, I'm sorry, I don't know where the question came from, so I'll just look straight. Okay. When we look back on the past 16 months in terms of the lessons that we learned, the biggest takeaway for us was that circumstances were very different across the entire Commonwealth when it came to making decisions about mitigation efforts. This is especially true when schools began to do things like we're here to celebrate at Mount Lebanon School District that ended up minimizing the transmission at the local level. They found themselves with additional flexibilities to change the kind of provision of learning that they were able to have. And we know that that difference is going to exist. So our approach continues to stay in line with making this a local decision. Now, we have strongly encouraged our schools to follow the recommendations by the CDC, which is universal face covering for all their students, regardless, and educators, regardless of vaccination status. So we continue to say that, but we're also understanding the nuances that happen when you're implementing this at the local level, have emphasized that this is not about a single mitigation effort, but a menu of them that includes such things as social distancing, vaccines to those who are eligible, and a number of other protocols that include cleaning protocols, and then the surveillance piece, right? Do you monitor on a regular basis? And then when you can't identify certain things, you begin to quarantine and take care of that. What we're here to emphasize today, again, is an additional resource around testing being an offer for schools to partner as well with Ginkgo to allow that to happen on a regular basis, right? And this can happen as regularly as once a week if this is what schools wanted to do. And then including vaccine clinics. So this is what we continue to recommend.
And speaking of the vaccine, you know, the Pfizer vaccine got a full FDA approval today. What stage are state officials in when it comes to considering a vaccine mandate for people that meet the age requirement?
Sure. And Dr. Johnson, I'm not sure if you want to provide this. This is something that's probably a little closer to the Department of Health. So let me please invite you back.
Great, thanks.
Yes, thank you. I think we're all got the news this morning about the approval for the Pfizer vaccine. No additional decisions yet at this point. I think we're looking at all options, but no other decisions right now. We just still continue to encourage everyone who is eligible to get their vaccinations.
Yeah, this question is for the superintendent. My name is Julian Routh. I'm a reporter for the Post-Gazette. I just want to know what went into the decision to mandate masks at the school and what feedback you got from parents in the community.
The school district thoughtfully considered this decision, and the CDC put out some updated guidance that really strongly encouraged school districts to follow the universal indoor masking policy, regardless of vaccinations. So, as always, those require a careful conversation between the school administration and our school board. And when given all the facts and all the data and information, I think we all reached the conclusion that the most defensible and the safest strategy we could use was to start off with universal masking for everyone. And again, as we look at our local conditions and as they evolve over time, if that does lessen and we are able to start cutting back on that, we certainly will do that. But it is a careful partnership between the school administration and school board, and we are blessed here in Mount Lebanon to have a school board who are really committed to the health and safety of both students and staff. So that conversation is ongoing, and we continue to monitor it on a daily basis.
I just have one more question for Dr. Johnson. How is the health department going to be monitoring possible outbreaks involving school districts? And what are some of the data points or benchmarks that you're going to be keeping an eye on?
Thank you. So all through this pandemic, the Department of Health has been monitoring outbreaks and monitoring cases, because the cases get reported to the Department of Health. So when there are outbreaks, the Department of Health supports those efforts with our staff there, including epidemiologists as well. The things that we look at are the increasing in the case rates, the transmission rate within the area. We also monitor how our hospitals are doing. And so based on all of those factors, we decide whether or not we need to make changes in the things that we're doing. So we do track all of those outbreaks and monitor the data points that include case rates and transmission rates, hospital status, et cetera.
And just to clarify, are any of those data points specific to schools, or I guess how would an outbreak be traced back potentially to a school?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that question?
I guess what I'm trying to ask is, how are schools included in that? Like, how would a potential outbreak be traced back to a school, or how would you figure out, you know, if there was, I understand that those data points are being monitored in a region or in a community, but how would you find out if something was happening within a district?
So when we get reports on cases, we also will get information if it's located in a facility or a school. So we would have that information. And then based on where that school is located, we would know what the transmission rates are in that community.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
To the education secretary earlier via Zoom. The state's current position of basically, like the CDC, advising but not mandating masks for schools. Do you see the potential, or do you have in reserve that if things get worse, I mean, we're already at higher levels of transmission, that there's a point at which the state could or would mandate masks in schools? Or is the state abdicating that possible role entirely to local districts, however bad things may become?
Well, I think Secretary Ortega did a great job of explaining why we thought that this decision should be local. There's not a specific point that's identified right now that would trigger a universal mask mandate. But again, with the Department of Education and others, we really are strongly encouraging that every school district and every area follow the CDC guidance. Okay. Great, thank you everyone for coming out.